Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I am a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Passion, love, and jealousy have long been regarded as a dangerous threesome that is capable of igniting impulsive and regrettable acts. From relic cases like Lorena Bobbitt to cultural mysteries like Who Shot JR? 60 years ago on this day, April 16, 1966, this enduring notion found expression in Barbados when the Advocate newspaper reported on a woman sentenced to be hanged. The day before, 37-year-old Sarita Joseph of Passage Road, St. Michael, learned her fate when a third assize court jury found her guilty of the murder of 17-year-old Marie Howard. The verdict was reached after just 50 minutes of deliberation, following a four-day trial. The facts were that Marie lived with Sarita and her husband for a couple years until December 3, 1965, 4 days before her body was discovered under a breadfruit tree about 85 feet away from their home. Marie's mother, Onita Howard of Arthur's Gap, Carrington Village, said the teen lived with the Josephs because they encouraged her from home from the time she was 15. Evidence disclosed that about 10 a.m. on Friday, December 3rd, Marie was using the telephone at a funeral home in Passage Road when Sarita entered, took the phone from her, and forcibly removed the teen while shouting, quote, "All Marie wants is killing because she would not let my husband and me live in peace," unquote. Her comments stemmed from allegations that Marie and Mr. Joseph were involved in a relationship and that on February 8, 1965, Marie had given birth to his baby. Following the altercation, Marie left the Joseph household and sought lodging in Suffolk Street with Mr. Joseph's cousin, Teresa Joseph. But on the morning of December 6, Sarita reportedly went to that house and took Marie. Teresa testified that she told Sarita if anything happened to the girl, she would hold her responsible. A neighbor, 19-year-old Rebecca Urteen, testified to seeing both women later that same day. Rebecca said she was peeping through a hole in her paling when she saw the two enter the Joseph's house, shortly after she heard tumbling inside. After the commotion subsided, Rebecca said she saw Sarita enter the yard, took off the blue skirt and white bodice she had been wearing, placed them in a basin and washed them under a pipe. Marie was not seen alive again. The next morning, her body was found in a partially covered position under the breadfruit tree. Medical evidence presented by Dr. A.S. Ashby, who conducted a postmortem examination, concluded that Marie died from concussion as a result of a head injury, and said that bruises he found on the body were consistent with the body being dragged over a rough surface. Sarita was represented by Queen's Counsel Lester Welch, assigned by the Crown, and the senior Crown Counsel was Cecil Tulloch. In his two-hour summation, Justice John Hanshall pronounced, quote, "The sentence of the court is that you be taken from this place to the place whence you came, and that you dare suffer death by hanging, and may the Lord have mercy on your soul," unquote. According to a report carried in the Barbados Advocate newspaper, on this day, April 16th, 1966.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.